It's time for the Daily Dust. It's not the actual gossip. It's just like a light dusting of gossip. I try not to hit the hard stuff. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So it turns out Eugene and Dan Levy's father-son hosting duties was a winning combo with nearly 7 million people tuning into the Emmys telecast on ABC Sunday night. That's a huge jump from last year's record low of 4.46 million. REO Speedwagon has announced that they are gonna stop touring at the end of this year. Yeah, no. No, you're not. Yeah. Due to irreconcilable differences between lead singer Kevin Cronin and bassist Bruce Hall, Bruce had back surgery in November, so the band replaced him. Then tensions arose between him and Cronin and that they say can't be resolved. Way to go Journey on everybody. And Shakira caught a fan filming up her dress while dancing at a nightclub in Miami. She was making a video for her song Solterra. So once the crew got the shot they needed, she completely left the stage. Creepy. In the documentary TMZ investigates Matthew Perry and the secret celebrity drug ring, Kelly Osbourne, a recovering addict, revealed the alarming practice of people called body brokers. They're sent by rehab centers to get you back into addiction.
Body brokers. They'll sit outside of AA meetings looking for weak and vulnerable people that they encourage to go and relapse so they can then pick you up again. I swear on everything that it's true. And it's heartbreaking.
That's so disturbing. Something else kind of disturbing, Sean Diddy Combs was arrested last night in Manhattan in connection with, you know, trafficking allegations. There's no word on what the charges are. Diddy was in New York to cooperate with the feds. Blink-182's Mark Hoppus is sharing his life story in the memoir Fahrenheit 182. And Hoppus promises a lot.
This book has everything. A young man born in the California desert joins a punk rock band and goes on to conquer the world. It's got skateboarding. It's got punk rock clubs. It's got 90s music. But that's not all. Pre-order now and we'll throw in at no extra cost to you, anxiety, depression, band breakups.
It broke up again?
Loss of self. And of course, everyone's favorite,
cancer.
This gets dark. So order your copy today.
No, at least Mark Hoppus can laugh about his life. Speaking of life, turning 40 wasn't so bad for Prince Harry. He inherited $10 million. Also, Buckingham Palace is denying it cropped Meghan Markle out of the photo they used to wish Harry a happy birthday. Miley Cyrus is being sued for ripping off Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man, on her song Flowers.
Yeah, I can love me better than you can.
The lawsuit was brought by Tempo Music Productions, though, not Bruno himself. There's no word on whether he supports it. And speaking of Miley, I got a dirt alert. According to a new book, Billy Ray Cyrus was miserable doing Hannah Montana, and he only stuck it out for Miley's sake. He ultimately felt like the show destroyed his family. That's interesting, because Miley had a totally different take.
I stand here still proud to have been Hannah Montana. Miley, in so many ways. This award is dedicated to Hannah and all of her amazing, loyal fans.
Well, clearly that's not her dad, according to some book. I don't know. Anyway, that's it. That's all I got for you. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except sweet niblets?